All right, what is going on? Thank you for coming and checking out another episode of After Hours. My name is Weston Kirk. Today I wanted to talk about why I switched over to EXP. I want to talk a little bit about being self-employed and go from there. But before I do that, I want to address this because you're going to be seeing me drink from this cup here, and I want to explain what is going on. So my grandpa, he'll have a full drawer of koozies, right? And we'll be over at, we're out at Thanksgiving. He does this all the time, but like, Papa, get you a beer. And he'll go, you know, we'll peer pressure him into getting a beer. And then he'll get this roll of paper towels and just make it a koozie, and it's like he's got a full drawer of koozies, but he uses these paper towels. So it's so funny to me. And then today when I woke up, I was out of coffee cups, so I had to use like a little short whiskey glass, and then it was so hot, so I used his method, for his koozie method. So anyways, worked out. But yeah, so today I'm going to talk about why I joined EXP, because I see all these videos of these people that are just cult followers of EXP. And I want to make an unbiased video, because that's what all my videos are, and talk about, you know, the pros and cons, because there's things I like about EXP. There's a lot of things I don't like. I'm not here to just make a video about EXP and recruit people like everybody else I see doing these. Again, there's a lot of things they do that I believe in. There's a lot of things that make me want to leave. So I'm not going to, because, and I'll get into why, but when I joined EXP, I started originally at Exit Realty, New Braunfels, and then I switched to HomeSmart, which was 100% commission, because when I went there, I was like, I feel like I'm paying my broker too much for what they're actually doing for me. I could do a lot of this by myself. I'm going to try it out, keep all the commission. That's what I did. And then, you know, I did that for a couple years. And then I was like, I want a little bit more support for now, because I just needed it. I needed help with leads. I was spending all my time doing cold calls. I wasn't really consistent with it. I didn't know what good marketing was. Everything was just duct taped together. And I was like, I need to see how other people operate. So I get on LinkedIn. I'm connecting with people. I had so many calls coming in, like from people willing to recruit me, because that's how it is when you're 1099 self-employed, you know, like people are always looking to recruit people because they don't have to pay you salary. They just get a cut of your commission when you close something. So people are always happy to have you. And then I remember one time I had a random number that was calling. I didn't remember scheduling this call. I was at Target. I was like, I usually don't answer unknown calls if I don't know they're coming. And then for whatever reason, I picked it up, started talking to Sean. He was a straight shooter. Asked if I wanted to meet up at his office in Grapevine. I was like, I can do that. We met up. We start talking. I had a gut feeling it was a right move. And then he started talking a little bit about how they would help supplement leads. So I was like, yeah, let's try it. So I joined. And when I joined, so the team's name is, it's True West Realty Group. I joined in May of 2021 because that's when my cap restarts. But since joining, it's been, you know, year over year, growth, growth, growth. And I have no complaints about the team specifically. When Sean, I'm going to bring it back a little bit. When Sean first brought me on to the team, I joined EXP because of the team. I did not join EXP because for the sake of EXP. I wanted someone that was going to actually be there to help me. And I knew that if I just join a big brokerage, that person's not going to be there. It's not, they're not able to do it, you know? So I needed either a small brokerage or a larger brokerage with a smaller team. And when, you know, a month or two goes by, and I'm going to tell you off the bat, one of the only things that would keep me at EXP is the CRM, you know, the CRM customer relationship management tool we use is KV Core, and it costs $250 a month. But when you join EXP, you get it for free. So I look at it as I pay $85 a month to EXP and I get a $250 CRM in return. So that's obviously an advantage. Now, a lot of people are going to be hyping up the stock, but most people that are hyping up the stock are people that had joined early on. And then when the tech sector just like went exponential growth right at 2020, roughly, little before, little after, but like roughly 2020, everyone's like, this is amazing, we're all gonna, you know, making a ton of money. Well, the stock now in a recession has just plummeted. It's reacted one of the worst out of any of the stocks that I currently invest in. So, but a lot of people love it. Sean at True West swears by it. He loves it. and more power to them. It's just not something that I do. So I was a part of the EXP stock program. I discontinued it and I just invest myself. So they do some sort of matching program. But to me, I just like, it's just not something I would invest in. So matching it doesn't make a difference to me. I want to invest in what I want to invest in. So the CRM's good. The stock program, most people are going to tell you it's good. It's not something that I'm a fanatic about. And then they have RevShare. So RevShare is you get paid when you recruit agents, bring people on, and you get, you know, when the agents you bring on close deals, you get a cut. I don't know exactly the split, but there's a lot of people that make a lot of money doing that. That's not something that I've focused on. It's not something I've taken advantage of. I've been busy focused on selling real estate. I personally do not like agent-to-agent interactions that much. Unless it's in a deal, you know, like I don't really, because most real estate agents you talk to are so short-sighted and they talk big game, but in reality they don't really work that hard from my experience. Like this is a generalization and it's backed by the fact that 90% of real estate agents are out of business within 5 years. Maybe even shorter. I've heard shorter, but I'll be conservative and say 90% are out in 5 years. And it's not that I dislike agents, but that energy, like you just have to be selective of who you hang around, and that energy can rub off on you really quickly. And I've noticed that. So I'm just, you know, when it comes to recruiting, you know, I'm just not interested in, like, I'd be down to just bring people on. It's not the reality of it. When you bring people on, they're going to call you with questions. They're going to call you with problems. It's in your interest to solve them because you're going to get paid when it closes. But that's just not, I don't enjoy spending my time like that. To me, it's not all about money. Like, it's about control of my time. And that's the second thing I want to lead into. So that's EXP to me. Like, that's the only thing I really think about. I know if you go to other channels, you're going to get different opinions, but it's going to be based on what interests different people. So that these are just what interests me and why I'm at EXP. I want to talk about the team a little bit. So now I want to get into the pros and cons of being with a team. So first and foremost, is being on a team worth it? I would say absolutely, unless you are an absolute veteran and you already have your repeat business and referrals coming in. And you're not, if you're in the stage of building a business, you want to leverage every opportunity you can get your hands on. And in my opinion, it would be ignorant to not join a team if you're not there yet. And let me tell you why. So yes, when you close a deal that is generated by your team, you pay that, you know, referral fee, right? But when I generate my own leads, close my own leads, I only pay the team 5%. So I still have the opportunity to make maximum commission on my own deals that I generate, but it's only fair that I pay additional fees to someone that provided the lead, right? Like they're paying out of pocket for Zillow or whatever the lead source is. So that's a fair trade. That's leverage. That's adding another source of leads to your business, right? If you're doing everything yourself, it's just, you're just limited to what you can produce as a lead on your own. And I know, for example, I tried to buy Zillow leads up here in Frisco and I told them I'd give them like $500 a month. And they were like, that would get you a lead every other month. It's like, what? That's insane. So it just shows you using the power of someone else's money or knowledge or resources, right? Not to mention like lenders that Sean has referred me to, or inspectors, things of that nature. Now, the downside, in my opinion, of being on a team is we all get into real estate or put ourselves on 1099 to have, to some degree, the title of being like self-employed. I'm in control of my time. And when you join a team, I'll tell you right now, especially since me and Sean have been doing the podcast together, people keep referring to Sean as my boss. And it's like, while Sean adds a ton of value to me, we are in a mutually beneficial relationship and I don't have a boss. I just don't have a boss. I have to take care of my retirement plan. I have to take care of my health insurance. I have to take care of my taxes and pay still self-employed taxes, which are higher than if you're on W. There's a lot more responsibility that comes with being self-employed. And when people refer to me having a boss, that never happened when I was not on a team. but since I've been on a team, that's all people call him, is my boss. And it's like, I don't have a boss. Like, and it's just, it just, it frustrates me just because I know how hard it is to make this work as a career. And I just feel like it downplays the level of self-discipline and risks and time management skill and business skill that you have to have. Like, because that's what comes with having that title. Like, the title of having a boss means that you have offloaded some of your liabilities and risks for someone else to take care of. So that's the downside, in my opinion, is like, from your peers, you just don't really get a lot of times the level of respect you get when you're not on a team. And it's silly. Like, to me, the pros certainly outweigh the negative, because that's not really a big negative, you know, it's just something that comes up that annoys me. The other thing about it is, a lot of times when you're closing deals, people are like, yeah, well, oh, well, your leads are taken care of for you. You don't have to worry about lead generation. It's all good. You don't have to worry about that. But I do, because I'm not on a team. It's like, that is not how it works, you know? And anyone who says that does not have a fundamental understanding of how to work a lead or how leads actually work, like how low the conversion rate of them is, how many you actually need. So I don't know. In general, if you're looking to actually improve the quality of your business as a realtor, and you are not, again, on a repeat business, or you're not getting referrals from your clients yet because you haven't closed enough deals to get a level of referrals, like if you're still out there prospecting and having to go bust your ass to find new business, then I think everyone should be on a team, you know, because again, you want to add as much leverage to your business as possible. Just be mindful that you're probably going to get annoyed by some of the comments from people that aren't on a team. Because it's just, to me, it's just something that it stacks up, you know? Like, when I'm talking to clients and people, you know, kind of can discount me because I look young or because I'm younger than someone else. But in the reality is there's a lot of, again, 90% of realtors are out of business in 5 years. And I've been doing real estate for 5 years, but I look younger than a lot of people that have only been doing it for 2 years. So I get this kind of, I don't want to say disrespect, but I don't get a level of, it's credibility. I don't reach a certain level of credibility with a lot of clients a lot of the time. So I have to kind of work twice as hard in order to find people that are willing to work with me because of the age thing. Like, and then that whole thing gets discounted. And then it's like, oh, but everything's easy for you because you're on a team and you get leads handed to you and you have a boss that takes care of everything for you. And it's like, that is not the case. Is not the case. So, I think that's all I really had for today. I appreciate you watching. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share. Let me know if you like this version of the podcast, the solo podcast, after hours. I really enjoy making these. I plan on doing these once a week, at least for a year, to see how it goes. So I'm hoping to get engagement up. I want to really add value to people in this and just see where it goes. So thanks again for watching. And I'll see you next week on another episode of After Hours. And also, make sure to check out Happy Hour every Friday, hoping to aim at like 7 a.m., but realistically, a lot of times they're getting posted later. So thanks again, and adios.